protest ran very well, Barry. It started about 4 p.m. We kept it on right through to 7 p.m. Now, it wasn't to antagonize motorists, by no means. It was actually to get the message out across to the wider audience. And last night, we distributed about, I would say, roughly 1,800 leaflets to the passing motorists. And there was a good rapport between everybody last night, so it was.
What's the next step now?
The next step is we're going to postpone these now till after Christmas because, as I say, it's not to antagonise motorists or to be an inconvenience to anybody. It's just to highlight our plight to them. Again, we will re-engage with it again after Christmas and hopefully hit even a wider audience than what we're hitting, you know.
Have the developers behind the anaerobic digester, have they tried to communicate with you in any way since the first protest?
No, Barry, nobody has contacted us from the developer. But the developer has to take notice of all these people that they're actually on the street in Sinnamills now.
And if they don't, where do you go from there?
Well, where do we go from there? It's still a simple fact that they keep protesting right up until the PAC hearing. Right up until that hearing, we will be protesting. And it's getting stronger. Last night, as I say, there was more people there last night than when there was there the first time. So the message is definitely getting out.